This is the second shiur on Shavuos, and what I want to do is to discuss a little bit structure of the Torah. How do we get a sort of a bird's eye view of how the Torah was put together? It's a particularly good time to do that because last Shabbos we learned Behar, and in Behar, at the beginning of Behar, we have this very important chazal which Rashi brings and which sort of points us to the correct way of looking at the structure of the Torah. Going to Rashi, but make the note that we're going to understand the Chazal the way the Ramban presents it, because that's much the easiest way to deal with it. Rashi is interested in the following. Parshas Behar begins with the Pasuk, Vayigav Hashem el Moshe, Behar Sinai le'moyah. Now that is a big, big chiddush, because what's Behar doing at Har Sinai? The whole of Sefer Vayikra was taught to us Be'oyel Moed. That's how the Sefer introduces itself. Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elov, Me'oyel Moed le'mor. So Vayikra is already being told to Moshe Rabbeinu, not at Sinai, from the Oyel Moed. So what are the last two parshiyos in Vayikra suddenly being introduced? That Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai le'mor. Oh, so that's a matter of interest. The answer which Chazal gives to that is as follows. That bottom, all the details of Shemitah, which we are going to learn in Behar, they deal with a mitzvah which we already know from Sinai. In Mishpatim, we have a statement already concerning Mitzvah of Shemitah. What does it say in Mishpatim? V'sheish shonim tizra'es atzecha v'osavtoes tevuasa v'ashviyiz tishmeteno netashta v'ochlo evyoine amecha v'yishram toichal chayasa sodeh kein tase l'chamecha l'zeisecha. So we have a general statement. There's going to be a mitzvah of shviyiz. Now we get to all the protim, a much, much, much more detailed account of what the mitzvah of Shemitah really is. So those are the protim. And the Torah introduces us to the fact that these protim were also said at Sinai. So we have two records. We have the record in Mishpatim at Sinai, very general statement about the Shemitah. Then we have what the whole Parsha of Behar is about, the protim of Shemitah and Yovel and so on, which now the Pasuk told us were also told us at Sinai. Oh, so it comes out like this. That not only was a klal, a general expression told us by Sinai about but also the protem. And that's what the Chazal say. Sinai, Mayin Yishmita Etzel HaSinai. Why are you telling me the Shmita by HaSinai? What's going on? And included in that, of course, is the question, we already know Shmita from HaSinai, from him in Mishpatim. So what is this Pasuk telling us? V'alo kol ha-mitzvos ne'emru mi-Sinai. Well, we learned all the mitzvahs at Sinai. Shmita nemru kloloiseo protoiseo v'dikdukeo. From the fact that the dinim of Behar are introduced as having been taught us at Sinai, so now we know that not only were the klolim said at Sinai, as we saw in the psukim and mishpatim, but the protim, which are enumerated over here in Behar, were also told us at Sinai. Af kolon nemru kloloiseo v'dikdukeo. That's the Chazal. Now, where do we get this idea from that just like Shemitah, everything was told us at Sinai? So also all the other mitzvahs told us by Sinai. So Ramban says that that's the last pasuk over here in Bukhul Kaisai, the last pasuk which see Sefer Vayikra. Ele ha-mitzvahs, asherivu Hashem es Moshe b'nei Yisrael, behar Sinai. So, obviously, it doesn't go on all the mitzvahs of Karbonis and so on in the first place, because they were told us by Oyel Moed, like the introductory posuk of Vayikra tells us, that all these dinim were told us in the Oyel Moed. This goes back on what it said in Behar. So, what it said in Behar, namely, the mitzvahs of Shemitah, the mitzvahs of Yovel, the various dinim of Yovel, the Kakoes going back, and Avodim going out, and all the various protim which we learned in Behar and Bechor Kaisai. So, these are the mitzvahs, Asher Tzivah Hashem is Moshe, Behar Sinai. Now, since it says Eliha Mitzvahs, and mitzvahs is a general term which includes all the mitzvahs, or we say, just like the dinim of Shemitah and Yovel, we demonstrated just now, not only were the klolim said at Sinai, but the protim were also said. The klolim and the shpotim and the protim over here in Behar, which was also said by Sinai. So that by Shemitah, all protim and all klolim were told us at Sinai. So the fact that it says Eileha mitzvahs means that all mitzvahs were told to us in that way. Namely, that at Sinai, even though it's not recorded in the Torah, we were told all the mitzvahs with the klolim and the protim. Now, that is really the shitta of Rabbi Akiva, because how the mitzvahs of the Torah were given us, and Rabbi Akiva is that all the mitzvahs, emru kloloseo proteo per Sinai, nishnu be'oyot, v'nishalshu be'avos moyov. That is, that all the mitzvahs which we have in the Torah were all told us, Kloloseo and Protoseo at Sinai, all of them, and then they were repeated to us in the Oil Moyad, and then they were repeated to us a third time in Avos Moyav, that's Sefer Devarim. And the truth is that all that makes a lot of sense to us, because we know that there are lots of mitzvahs, Devarim, which we never heard of before in the earlier Svarim. Let's take the Shema in Voice Chanan. Suddenly we have a mitzvah of Bahavtas Hashem Elokecha. They know about that there's a mitzvah of Hashem while they were in the Midbar. They know that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah while they were in the Midbar. V'shinantam Levonecha is in Voice Chanan, the first time that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah occurs. So, what Chabad telling us is the fact is that all those mitzvahs, even ones that in our Chumash, come only in Devarim, they were also told to us in HaSinai, by HaSinai, and that's true for all the mitzvahs in the Torah. We really had ki'ilu three Kabbalas HaTorahs, one of them at Sinai where we learned all the mitzvahs, one of them in Oil Moyad where we learned all the mitzvahs, Kotem, and another one in Avos Moyav where we learned all the mitzvahs, Dolim and Kotem. That's Rabbi Akiva's share. That seems to be reflected in this Braisa, because the Braisa says that Shmita is just an paradigm, and from that we can see that just like Shmita, that means from the last Pasuk in Bechukosai, which compares all mitzvahs to Shmita, all the mitzvahs were told us, Kloloseum uprotoseum per Sinai. Now, that gives rise to a major, major, major question you have to ask. You can't deny the fact that a whole bunch of mitzvahs are told to us as having been told to us at Sinai. After the Aseret HaDibrei, at the end of Mishpatim, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on HaSinai and then came, sorry, when he came down with the eagle and so on and so forth. That occupies the rest of Sefer Shemais. Then by that time, they are ready in the Oyel Moed. Vayikra Hashem El Moshe, we learned just now, the actual Pasuk to Vayikra, the mitzvahs of Vayikra were in Oyel Moed. So what we can say is that we learned about, let's say, the Dalet Shomrim, which we have in Mishpatim. Those were told us at Sinai. Rabbanus and the Mikdash and so on and so forth, they are told to us from the Oyel Moed. Kumtzigen Rabbi Akiva says, no, everything was told to us at Sinai. All the mitzvahs which we have in Vayikra were also told to us at Sinai, Kloloseum and Protoseum. Furthermore, all the mitzvahs which we have in Devarim, let's say, which we don't have told to us at Sinai, Avos Hashem, all the dinim which we have in Sefer Devarim, Shiluach HaKein, all mitzvahs which we didn't learn before, apparently, and were told to us as though they were first nischadish to us, Avos Moyav, Shiluach HaKein and Kiseitzet. So what's going on? Paris is, though were in fact taught all the mitzvahs, Kloloseum uprotoseum at Sinai, although we were in fact chazed all the mitzvahs in Oyel, and in fact chazed all the mitzvahs again, Avos Moyav, nevertheless, the Torah doesn't tell it to us like that. The Torah tells us certain mitzvahs which were given to us in the Nusach of Potim, let's say, certain mitzvahs which were given to us in the Nusach of Oyel Moyad, that's the whole of Vayikra, Til Bahar, then in Devarim, all the mitzvahs which were told to us in the Nusach of Avos Moyav. What we need to ask is that the Chazon Kass is that in Torah Chaim. Why did the Torah do that? Why did the Torah take some mitzvahs and tell them to us in the Nusach of Mishpatim, some mitzvahs in the Nusach of Oyel Moed, and some mitzvahs in Avos Moyav? Why not tell us all of them Same way. Why doesn't the Torah tell us all the Tayag mitzvahs, the form in which they were given, or all of them in the form, or all of them in the nusach in which they were given? Why give me some mitzvahs like this, some mitzvahs like that, and some mitzvahs like that? That's a question which has to be asked. That was the Rebbeinu Shlalom's idea, to give us the mitzvahs in this form. Because this way, this was the ideal form, all the protim of all the mitzvahs. We have the Yud Gimel Middos of Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah Nidreshes for him. We have to make Shabbos, we have to make us, we have to make kinds of ways of having the Torah yield us the entire Chochmah, which is not expressly written, but with the Torah Nidreshes for him, women were able to learn them out from the Psukim. So the best way to have all the mitzvahs of Psukim organized is the way that we have it. This does not explain exactly how that works and why that is so. It is to take just one mitzvah have, and which enough comes in three stages to us. Thinking about the mitzvah of Eved Ivri, just as an example, but the mitzvah of Eved Ivri, we know that that comes at the beginning of, then comes again in Beha, then it comes again in Re'e. Potem we learn that the Eved Ivri goes out with Sheish, say that he goes out with Yovel, Yovel in a minute, how it fits into the, in Beha, we learn that an Eved Ivri goes out the Yovel, after Mishal Achuzodim go out in the Yovel. Hey, we learn a new halacha, that when the Eved goes out, there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah, that gifts when he goes out. Now, we would say at first sight, that's not a very efficient sugya of Eved Ivri. Why not tell me all the dinim in one place? If we analyze exactly what place in the philosophy of the mitzvah plays, what place Yovel plays, what place Hanukkah plays, when we examine the places where it comes in the Torah, we'll see that the Torah gained immeasurably by telling us these various sections of the halachas which apply to Eved Ivri in places. And we learned already why the Rebbeinu Shlalom told us, for example, this mitzvah of Eved Ivri, partly in the Nusach of Sif, partly in the Nusach of Oed, that is, though it was told to us already in Torah's Mesuda, at the end of the dinim of Elokim, have at the end of, we have in Re'e, in Devorim. Let's try and analyze a little bit. What does it say in Vayikra? In Eved Ivri, Teishonim Yavod, Vashviz Yetzeh Lachofshi. So that the Eved goes out with Shesh. It's, what if he doesn't want to go? Yom or Eved, or Haftiz Adonives, or Yetzeh Chofshi. Then there's a dinner of Rutsir, Yishoy Eres, or Elam Zazor, V'rotzaz Oznov, V'matzeh La'olam, V'avodah La'olam. What is Shesh? How do we understand the Yitzhak Be'emes? That fits extremely well in Mishpatim. What is Mishpatim really? Mishpatim is a series of civil laws, which means how in society people relate to one another. The doctors which govern Shemichailem and Mazheren, all the dinim which is between two people who represent different interests. Reuven represents Reuven's interests. How do we deal with those questions, how do we solve the issues which are raised by that? So, answer the question which we ask, what is Shesh? Shesh is a schus that the Eved has to go out after Shesh. So it was Mechadish, a Pasha of Eved. That Pasha of Eved Ivri gives the Eved the schus that after Shesh he goes out. You can't keep him longer than 6 years. After 6 years he can go to his master and he say, Shalom, I'm leaving. What if he doesn't want to? What if he says, no, I don't want to take advantage of that Torah gave us, gave me. Torah gave me a schus after. I'm going to use that schus. I don't want to if I'm not going to take advantage of that right which the Torah gives me to go out with Shesh. What do you do? So there's a ceremony. We all know the rashis, why the tzir, why the ear, why the door, nishmagen. And then the din is vavodol le'olam. Everybody knows, I'll say vavodol le'olam, tomo shel yovel. Because we know that he doesn't serve him forever, he serves him only till the yovel. How do we know that? That's the pasha of Baha. Let's ask ourselves, is that really true? Can you really say that the olam means Loma Shel Yovel? Look at how the word Le'olam is used in forever by the Eved Knani in Baha. Le'olam Bohem Tavoid by Eved Knani. Le'olam Bohem Tavoid, that means Le'olam in there. Eved Knani doesn't go out with it. Le'olam means forever. doesn't the le'olam v'avodah le'olam in bishpotim also mean forever? Oh, the Talmud says, sure it means forever. Uta shel mikra, this means ever. Because what's the geder? It is like this. The chesh is a source which the eved has throughout, and once he doesn't use it, it's finished. He has no more source. No way in which the eved can now mourn by the other, and please let me out. You had your chance to go out by shesh. You didn't go out by shesh. You have no more schuyas. Ah, he goes out with yovel. Oh, very correct. What's the pshat? But that's got nothing to do with the Sabbat. That's a highly new sugya. That has to do with Judaism. That has to do with the way we live in Eretz Yisrael. And that way is that every seventh year we have to let our flossen work in the field. That's Shmita. Mitzvah of Shmita. The Shabbos Ha'oretz. Just like you have the week culminating in Shabbos. So you have the years culminating in the seventh year. Live through that seven times. So then there is a yovel. That as Shabboson yelo oretz, ukorosem d'roya bo oretz l'chol yoshveo. That's got to do nothing with the Mr. Individual Eved, that he can come to his ordinance and say, please let me go. That has to do with a completely built of Jewish experience. The fire bo oretz l'chol yoshveo, shakois go back, the batim go back, different concept of total kedusha. The Rosh Hashanah is on Yom Kippur. It's a Jewish experience. Which is, and the Eved Ke'ilu is swept up in that Droya, in that freedom, which the Yovel proclaims, and immediately he goes out. I'll say that Avoda Le'olam means Oiloma Shel Yovel. What they mean is the Drosha, the Tuta Shel Mikra, Avoda Le'olam. Is that true? Yes and no. It is true in the sense that within the issues with which Mishpatim deals, namely the sus which the Eved has to go out with Shesh, what the Posuk is saying, if you didn't use that the first time, come on, finished, you have no more rights. You don't think that after another 6 years you can say, okay, take these 6 years. No, it's finished. You have 1 6 years to go out from the other. If you don't want to use it, finished. You have no more schuyas. So it's true to save Avodoy La'ilam, within the context of Shesh. Now comes along another halacha. And Bokam of that halacha is not in Mishpatim. Bokam of that halacha is in, perhaps, talks about this enormously universal concept of the Shnas HaYovel, that there, the Shnas HaYovel makes the Raya. If somebody knows a little bit more about what the Torah is all about and what Shadik Visi would be able, I can. But what I mean by saying is that it's a universal law, means that it's much, much, much bigger than the relationship of this particular Eved to this particular other. Eved goes free with the shame of Yovel, which creates huge freedoms, go way, way, way beyond this particular Eved and this particular Eved. So that freedom sweeps up also in its grasp. Hey, look, he took a god. But not because he has a schus to go out. Once he didn't use Shesh, he has no more schuyas to go out. Yovel is said to the Odin, you are a Yid, and as a Yid have no right to remain an Odin over somebody after the Yovel. Yovel is his man of the Raya. Aisa, the Avroi La'olam, we have to understand it as La'olam Hashel, Yovel, practical terms, but in practical terms he goes out, but in the Shel Mikra, in Mishpatim, within the cover, rest of the Torah, that becomes fine, within its own Gedorim and within the world. The Mahalach, which I said just now, is not my Mahalach, suggested by Mordechai Breuer and Eretz Yisroel, but here's of how one can cut in the Drash in the Torah. And this is a very, very important, in my view, a very emissary aside, that Tuta Shel Mikra, that doesn't come back. And with it in its own, but the Bailim, not Mitzad the Silem, Yovel is going to be Meshacher, the Torah tells us, that when it says Avodah Le'olam, in practice, it means all. Now, we can understand very well that if the Rebbeinu Shem would have told us in one Pasha, he goes out with Shesh, and if he doesn't want to go out with Shesh, he goes out with Yovel, then this whole understanding of the concept of the interaction between Yovel and Shesh would have been lost to us. It's only by telling us Shesh and Mishpatim, and telling us Yovel in Behar, that we can really understand what's going on. That's the two Pashas of Mishpatim and What about Re'eh, Hanoka? Also very, very matim. Look into the neighborhood over there in Re'eh, we'll see what this Indian Hanoka is. Emes is a very difficult word to translate ha'anek ta'aniklo. What is the verb ayin nun kuf? What does it mean? We don't know what it means. It doesn't occur anywhere else, the Torah. Today, people are talking as a soil in the Hebrew as a word, but it's a common word because what exactly does it mean? So the word which I know from ayin nun kuf, anok means a necklace. It means a pillory which hangs from a necklace. That's what anok is. What is the Torah saying? Ha'anek ta'aniklo, saying that when you're ever, don't look at him like an egg. He's a shmata. All right, let him go out and jump in. I don't have to concern myself. The Torah is telling us, give him back his dignity. It mustn't be that his avdus, not you, brands him forever as an eved. The moment he goes out, he's not only your equal, an individual by the presence of the Rebbeinu. Ha'anek ta'aniklo, hang necklace. Look, you don't have to give him any necklaces. You only have to give. But the etzem yisoid, what the Torah tells us, why is there a mitzvah hanok? Tells us that there's a mitzvah because you have to make the. Now, if we look into the parshas in A, those which precede all of them, we'll see that that is really the. It deals with the sugya. Dignity of people have to accept things is something which undermines a person's dignity. A is always with the ideas of trying to stella back people who are needy people. Just let's deal with the Pasha which comes before the Pasha. Immediately before the Pasha of Hanukkah comes the Pasha of Maisa Oni. Very, very interesting. Know that in Halacha, years, they're divided just like the week, as Shabbos divides the week into different. Mitter divides the. Mitter is the Shabbos Haaretz. Practical terms and honors. We're talking, I can't give anybody any honors, it belongs to him anyway. Come into my field and take whatever he wants. We're talking about Matanas, we're talking of 6 years. Now, everybody knows that how the Maisers go, you give Toma, you give Maiserishin to the lady, and then you have Maisersheni. What's Maisersheni? Sheni is that in years 1 and 2, take the second Maiser, and you yourself, you don't give it to anybody. But you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it because there's all kinds of halachas, and years 3 and 6, don't eat it in Yerushalayim, you give it to the Oni. Maiser Oni. Now, conceptually, what's going on over here? How do Maiser Sheni and Maiser Oni come mechutonim? Here there's an Indian of eat the food bircha in Yerushalayim. It's from Stoker. But why should the same Maiser be sometimes for this and sometimes for that? How are those two ideas mechutonim? Dorchi Hoffman in his Peirushalim, he ends it. There's this idea of Maiser Sheni. Here that we have to go and eat Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. What's the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us, look, ideally, all your food you would eat in Kedush Hara, Lifnei Hashem in Yerushalayim. Can't all over Eretz Yisrael. You can't expect them to hold you in Yerushalayim. But take this Maaser Sheni. Good way to your produce is within the orbit of sanctity. That's an ideal way. Beautiful thing. Take your food, your steak, your whatever it is that you're going to eat, but eat it. Prophet Chaimah in the two mechitzas, Mikdash is round the corner. That's how I want you to eat. That's how I want you to enjoy the produce which harvested. Banisham says exactly the same accomplish, but that is also a chelek of the potusha that lies within the produce that you have harvested. Give it to the Oni. The Oni to understand that from your point of view, able to be Mahanahim with your Maisa Oni, same holy lift, the same sacred experience as you have with the Maaser Sheni. Both of them tell you that your food comes to you from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What does the Pasuk say? Malve Hashem choinen dal. That when you are choinen dal, if you give to the Oni, you're really lending to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, his job is to give the Oni what he. Now you're doing it for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Holy. This time not in halacha. There are no halachas of kedusha. Maaser Oni. The mere fact of giving it to the Oni, letting the Oni enjoy what you are giving him, that itself is an experience which place of eating. That's how you treat a person. So in the sugya, that's where the Torah tells us anoka. The same thing is true by the out. Make him a king. Decorate him. Put a pendant, like $1 million. All the same Pasha. Pashas of Re'ez, Pasha de Shias, but right after the Pasha of Hanukkah, you have the din of Hashmotas Ksofim, which really, without going into all the protim now, of the fact that Shvi Lamed loans, but Be'etzem, the same thing is. There's a Ramban. That's also because Eved loive leishmalve, comes your Eved, you become after the Shmittuk, not as Ksavim. Because that is a mastery. And I don't, even though we're not going into detail, neighborhood over there, and we're talking about the dignity of man, that would never have come across if the Torah were selling Mishpotim. Oh, by the way, when you let him out, there's also a din of Hanukkah. Context of Pashe, we're getting this correct slant on this mitzvah, having to understand what this mitzvah is really all about. That is what the Ribbono Shel Olam gained by telling us part of the mitzvah, part of the nusach of the part of the mitzvah's bitter. We in Ains can be medame all the mitzvahs, try and learn Torah and understand why various things, neighborhood which is Golem, go beyond what we learned as Hakubi Ma'ayin in the Sugya of Torah is a mitzvah. That's what, in order for the Torah to yield all its treasures to us, Hanisham scattered the mitzvahs on the Torah, part in the Nusach of Torah and part in the Nusach. Fine, one more shir, we go into some Shavuot time, this is it.